The job was a lucrative one, though the salary was small. At that time, a ring of clerks were making a steady income by misappropriating government stores, and Po Chin, he was plain Po Chin then, the honorific Wu came years later, took naturally to this kind of thing. However, he had too much talent to spend his life in a clerkship, stealing miserably in anise and pice. One day he discovered that the government, being short of minor officials, were going to make some appointments from among the clerks. The news would have become public in another week, but it was one of Po Chin's qualities that his information was always a week ahead of everyone else's. He saw his chance and denounced all his confederates before they could take alarm. Most of them were sent to prison, and Po Chin was made an assistant township officer as the reward of his honesty. Since then he had risen steadily. Now, at 56, he was a subdivisional magistrate, and he would probably be promoted still further and made an acting deputy commissioner, with Englishmen as his equals and even his subordinates. As a magistrate, his methods were simple. Even for the vastest bribe, he would never sell the decision of a case, because he knew that a magistrate who gives wrong judgments is caught sooner or later. His practice, a much safer